Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord, my soul to keep. If I should wake before I die, dear Lord, give me another try. Well, after all, His mercies are new every morning. And the repentant sinner wants to do better. However, getting another try is not only that we want to do better, but it is that every morning we awake, the task God has given us is yet before us. God has a definite plan. And He has given you your part in it. There is woe enough for those who are part of bringing about God's plan. For example, Jesus said to His betrayer, "The Son of Man goes as it is written of Him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." The lawless men in the text provide a similar example. Peter says, "This Jesus delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men." And even those who belong to God carry a cross. So there is woe enough for those who are part of bringing about God's plan. All the more woe is reserved for him whose plan is against God's plan, who one day hears the dreaded condemnation, "Depart from me, I never knew you." So, what are your plans for today? For tomorrow? For the future? There is a world of lost sinners out there who need salvation. What are you doing about it? What plans have you made to save them? If you have plans to save the lost sinners, I am here to tell you that it is already done. You can take that off of your to-do list. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, including you. Of course, not everyone believes that he has been saved from sin, death, and the devil. Many, possibly most, do not even believe they need such a salvation. So do your plans take that into account? Do you have evangelism plans for the conversion of the unbelievers? Well, according to God's plan, that's not your assignment. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. So you can take that off of your to-do list. God's definite plan and foreknowledge includes you doing what he has given you to do. Well, what is that? Consider your place in life. Are you a preacher or a hearer? Are you one who governs or a citizen? Are you male or female? Are you a husband, wife, widowed, or unmarried? Are you a parent or a child? Are you an employee or an employer? Do what God has given you to do. Don't make it up for yourself. Learn from His Word what He expects of you. And don't be among those whose plans are against God's plans. Consider how your stations in life serve the proclamation of the gospel in the world. God's definite plan and foreknowledge includes you doing what He has given you to do. It's simple. It's not easy. You cannot do it. Oh, to be sure, Jesus has promised that He will give you His Holy Spirit to guide you, direct you, teach you, show you, and lead you in the way of God's definite plan and foreknowledge. But His giving of the Holy Spirit to you is not like Pentecost with the sound of the rushing wind, tongues of fire, and speaking in other languages. Maybe if it were more spectacular, we would pay more attention to it. As it is, we are tempted to spend more time watching TV than we do hearing and learning God's Word. Work, school, hobbies, toys, games, sports, and entertainments, none of which contain the promise of the Holy Spirit, clamor for our attention. Our lives can easily become so busy that we turn away from God's definite plan and foreknowledge. Our days become so full that we don't take time to rest as Jesus desires and promises. Jesus continually pours out the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit continues to forgive sins for Jesus' sake. Jesus pours out His Spirit on you through His Word, as it is read and preached from the Bible. In your baptism, you receive the Holy Spirit, and you are united with Jesus. In the Lord's Supper, you receive the forgiveness of your sins and the body and blood of Jesus. And take note that it is the body and blood of Jesus whom you crucify. For as a sinner, you too are accountable for His crucifixion. By His crucifixion, He atoned for your sin. The crucified atoned for the sins of the crucifier. Jesus saved sinners. Do not go on sinning to prove that you are saved. And do not let your awareness of your sin cause you to despair. Rather, examine yourself for sin in order to rejoice in your salvation and in order that you may gladly and willingly support the proclamation of the gospel to other sinners. So consider again today God's plan for you. What has He given you to do? And whatever it is, since you woke before you died, try again today. It's not easy. It's burdensome. So begin each day by giving your burdens to Jesus. Examine yourself. Confess your sins. Trust His promise of mercy, forgiveness, and rest. His mercies are new every morning. Every morning. Every morning. Every morning. He gives you rest. You do not rest in order to avoid the cross. This Jesus whom you crucified says, take up your cross and follow me. To lay your burdens on Jesus does not mean that you avoid being persecuted or hated because of your connection to him. The avoidance of such things is not the rest that Jesus promises. And avoiding the cross will not give you the rest you hope to have. To avoid the cross is to plan against God's plan. But it is in carrying your cross that you have true rest. Even hoisted onto your cross, you have rest. For your Lord and Christ does not deny you. He calls you by name and says, you are mine. I have poured out my Spirit on you. My mercy is new for you today. You will be with me in paradise. And then with confidence, you can say, now I lay me down to sleep, knowing that because Jesus has been made both Lord and Christ, so you will soon awaken in the everlasting rest and peace of heaven. Amen. Please stand to receive the blessing. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.